And who's going to sing that one?
Me.
Bubba. Okay. That's what it says on my list for you. You're going to sing it. Okay, let's go. Wash your legs. We're still on the star to show a couple of things about Bubba, besides being a chip off the old block and the old block and whatever other blocks we can name in the family. But been knowing Bubba since he's 5 years old. He and his mother was in my accordion shop thereabouts when he was 5 years old, and he played right there in the shop, and I've watched him on stage when he was like, what, maybe 7 years old, and never did I ever detect a milligram of shyness in him. He is not shy. He loves to be on stage, and you can tell it's a natural for him. So we're just proud of Bubba, and let's go to another musician. Monsieur Auguste Broussard, the locateur. Auguste, tu vas parler en français, tu peux nous dire?
Oui.
Oui.
Content to be here to play the guitar with Bubba Swai. And Bubba was my first accordion student that I ever had. When I was living in Lake Hart, he came to me when he was 5 years old. And I didn't know whether I was going to take him or not, you know, because he was so young. But I said, I'll give it a try. And here we are.
That's it. Well, good. Okay. Ça fait... toi, t'es... Originally de La Cateur, is that your hometown?
Oui, j'ai émergé là après l'ouragan Reader, et je l'aime beaucoup là-bas, La Cateur.
Ah ouais, ça fait...
Et je joue plus mal de la musique, parce que de temps en temps, je joue des petits bals, et c'était là-bas.
Ouais.
Et quand quelqu'un comme Bob m'appelle pour jouer le guitare, je joue le guitare.
Et tu joues l'accordéon, la guitare et le violon aussi?
Le petit brin de violon.
Yeah. Et le tambour, non?
Oh non.
Okay, the steel guitar.
Steel guitar, tibetan. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
La bass.
Non, pas le bass, non.
Et tu parles, tu joues le microphone aussi, le micro.
Oui.
Okay. All right. Puis August Broussard, one of the deans of Cajun music. He's been around for many, many years, and hails from Lake Arthur, Lacateur. Okay. Since we're on Mr. August, alors je vais fêter le balier de soir. We'll come back to the other one, so we can get Mr. August to sing. He's also a good vocalist, huh? Fêter le balier de soir. That's one of your great grandfather's recordings as well, huh? All right. It is a balier de soir, a very, very popular tune, and the original tune of that comes from the Grand Ole Opry, and it's called. I think it's called "Skip to Blue, My Darling," or something like that. It's an old popular tune that was that you could hear on the Grand Ole Opry. A lot of the old Cajun musicians like Ira Lejeune and Nathan Absher and those guys, even Lawrence Walker. They listened to the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night and picked up a number of tunes and put Cajun lyrics to it, and this is one of them. Okay, so "Oh Suzanne" is also the same tune. All right, we're going to get to the next musician here on the fiddles. Le violon. We have Mr. Red Touchette. And Red, okay. Red is also a dean of Cajun music on the fiddle. And Red, where are you from?
Born and raised in Gaydon, but lately we moved to Hackberry. We came from Hackberry tonight to play over here.
That's a big hop from Gaydon to Hackberry, huh? But if you go by interstate, it's a little easier than cutting across. Okay. Red's been on the fiddle for a long time. Would you name some of the well known bands that you've played with at different times?
I'm still with the Sundown Playboys. And I've played with Rodney Lejeune and the Texas Cajuns. And while Jesse Leger was playing then, and Chris Miller. And I've played with Pat Savon and the Louisiana Playboys. That's Joe Turner, the Woodpecker Song.
Yeah.
And
probably five or six other bands you can't think of right up, Red's been around, and he's nicknamed because he always had reddish hair. So
1948.
Sundown Playboys. Give Red Touchette a big hand, and we're gonna hear some more fiddle music with him. He's one of the deans of Cajun fiddling today. All right, Bubba, you want to go to the back door? We didn't do that one yet, did we? Okay. La Porta Arriere, the Dale Menard recording. We talked about it earlier. Bubba, tu vas la chanter? You will sing it? All right. Lâchez-le, La Porta Arriere.
Thank you.
the ever all popular back door, La Porta in Arrière. Yeah?
All right. I also want to say something. I've played with August Broussard a lot, and we recorded a few CDs, three or four CDs we re-recorded, and I enjoy playing music with August. August Broussard.
Well done. A good compliment to August, and we didn't want to miss out on that. Well said. Okay. And all right, we're going to move on to some of the other instruments here. Blaine Gaspar on the bass. Blaine, where are you from again? From where? Scott. Okay. And you've been playing with a number of bands, I'm sure. Some are well-known. Have you played with the Scott Playboys? Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Different ones. All right. And also on the drums, Troy Gaspar. And you've been playing drums how long, Troy? Since he's 10 years old. Okay. I'll let you be the judge how long that is. All right. And you guys are related?
Brothers,
okay. Two brothers, one on drum and one on bass. All right. We got one more to go after this one. How about if we let Mr. August sing a song that he composed and we'll come back to your Matilda? I'll never let you go. Tiens la chante, August. Lâchez-les. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. All right. Well done, Mr. Okay, Mr. August. All right. We've got one more person in the band here tonight we didn't introduce, Mr. Ronnie Goodrow. And he's on scrub board tonight. But When I was a teenager, he was a well-known musician. He was playing drums with the Claymore brothers. Matter of fact, he played so well, one of the Claymore sisters married him. And his wife, Carita's out here taking pictures. And where's Carita? Raise your hand. There you are. Okay. And she had also sang and played with her brothers, the Terry and Purvis Claymore. And there was another brother, too.
Grant.
Yeah.
Grant.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So much for the Claymore brothers. And welcome to see Mr. Ronnie, one of the deans of traditional Cajun music. Okay. Bubba, you have that last one was a bluesy tune, and you have a bluesy number that you want to sing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, some of these non-Cajun tunes like blues and even country and have been a little bit popular in a lot of the dances because people just love to dance to it. And there were a number of other older songs that used to be played years ago with the traditional Cajun bands that were non-Cajun tunes, but they were popular in every dance it played at least one time. And here's one that's still popular as they call it a belly rubbing dancing tune or belt buckle polishing, whatever. Matilda. It's a good dance number. Okay, Bubba, tiens la chanter, hein?
For me will always be. It will stay so tenderly. Could I rock riding and cry for you? There's no matter what you do. You gave me love when there was none. You know you're the only one. Riding quite far in vain. I want my baby back again.
Great performance by Bub Hebert and New Morris Playboys. Lots of good musicians up here. You're loaded with musicians, I'm telling you. No shortage. Folks, we'd like to encourage you to come out to the Liberty Show as often as you possibly can. It's about our, not just about music, but about our Cajun culture and Creole culture as well. And visit as often as you can. If you haven't been to the Cajun and Creole Culture Center right next door to the brick building next door. It's open 4 days a week, Wednesday through Saturday. And go by and visit. There's an awful lot of history in there, also go by the Cajun Music Hall of Fame at the end of the boulevard across from the fire station and see the pictures of all of the musicians who were inducted in the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. And it's the official one for Louisiana. And also next door to that is the Eunice Museum. It has a lot of history about Eunice. Okay. And we're going to do another one by your great-grandpa, Mr. Ira Lejeune. And it was a very popular number, the 99-Year Waltz. You going to do it? Mr. August is going to sing it, huh? All right. La Valse de 99 ans. The 99-Year Waltz. Folks, thank you again for coming. And we'd like to say thank you again to Bubba Hebert, the new Morris Playballs, all the guys who came out to play with him.
Thank you for having us.
And it's a tribute to your great-grandfather and your grandfather who's kept that music going. And we're going to close it out with the Lacassine Special, which is one of the signature tunes of your great-grandfather and your grandfather. Okay, Lacassine Special, La Chile. Give him a big hand.